Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots and lots and lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Jeff Sabar has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Is there. My blog is there. It's also the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. If you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Jeff, you're chiefhomeofficer.com, is that right?
That's the best way to find me.
And they can find all your stuff there, including your books, too, right? They can find all your books
all
there.
All my content, my books, my all my blog posts, and I also post guest posts. So it's not all about me. It's about getting other content, not unlike what you do on your site. Other content from other thought leaders and good products in the market.
So what about this? What about reputation? You've been talking, doing some work lately on defending your reputation.
Yeah. Now, for me personally, I've kind of given up my reputation.
I was going to say, isn't that kind of a futile thing at this point? Aren't you? Is it more defense than offense?
It's a fool's errand, you know, reputation management, Jeff Sabar. They're just too incongruous.
Is this something that's a big deal these days?
Well, it's a big deal, especially with the rise of social media. You know, it's one thing to have your own blog site or your own website where you can post content. You know that it's all about you, and it's what you've approved. But, you know, whether you're an individual, whether you're a small business, whether you're just poking around on the internet, you know, and it's what we're trying to get across to the younger generation now where they're posting. Think about it. You're going for a job interview nowadays, or you're going to work with a client, a prospect, you know, prospective client, and you want to do some work. You know, many of them, the first thing they do is go online and search for you on
right.
Facebook, or they see if you have a Twitter feed, or they see if you have a LinkedIn, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of business people do business across LinkedIn, making referrals and checking references and things like that. What if your last, you know, Facebook update or something someone else posted about you or posted a photo of you on Facebook was you with a drink in your hand and looking all googly-eyed? You know, some people don't want to see that and potential, you know, vendors or potential clients.
You think the younger generations, I mean, they've grown up where their whole life is not only is it available to everybody else, a lot of it's stuff that they put up themselves. I mean, do you think that they don't, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem to bother them that everything about them is available. I mean, they have a different seem to have a different attitude about privacy, about security than you and I do, and as a bunch of, you know, old guys, and that's something that they really need to look at, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think if listeners out there, if they have children, or if they have nieces and nephews, or if they have close friends, you know, or the kids of close friends who are in their teens or in their early 20s, even to their late 20s, have to realize and remind them. You know, if you post a photo of yourself, and I don't even want to say in a compromising situation, you post a photo of yourself at a party, you know, it's okay to post a photo of a gripping grin and you maybe have a drink in your hand, but you have to realize how far it goes. And then when it comes to reputation management, what are other people? If people tag you in a photo on their, you know, on their Facebook, and again, it's looking loopy or getting crazy or anything.
Is there going to be a reaction to all this? Is there going to be a backlash? Is this going to go the other way eventually? You think some sanity, some normalcy, if I can use that word, I don't use it often, can return to all this? I mean, does that make me an old fogey just to say that?
Well, my knee-jerk reaction is to say, does that make you an old fogey? That's what you need to... But seriously, the...
You think
the,
that ship has sailed? That's what you're
saying. Dad, it's long gone. It's already over the horizon and fallen off the edge of the earth because we know the world is flat. But the truth is that many of these people, many people across the board don't realize, you know, if you tell them the internet is forever, that you think you want to pull a photo off the internet, you want to pull something that was said about you off the internet... try.
Yeah.
You know, it's nearly impossible. So the idea is, I mean, there may be
Look, folks. This would be a good wake up call for folks, especially people who put things up that may one day they may regret. Google indexes, depending on how quickly it gets to you, Google could possibly index that page in 30 seconds. It might be 30 minutes. It might be 12 hours. But Google spiders are going all over the place at light speed, and they're indexing these pages. And once they index them, that means they know what's in it and they know where it is. And even if you take it down, it's still indexed. Even if the website goes away, it's still indexed and it can still be found.
Right. And it's something as simple as, you know, even politics.
Yeah.
You know, business and politics often have no place, especially on the Internet. So, you know, if you're talking with friends and you mention your politics, that's one thing. If you're tweeting or Facebooking or putting on your blog site or putting on, say, your LinkedIn, your politics, realize that a certain percentage of the population not only might not agree with you, might take offense to that. And if you want to do business with those people, it might hinder.
We're not saying for you to modify your behavior. Just realize that when you put it up on the web, it's pretty much pretty close to being permanent. Hey, Jeff, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. We'll see you next time. Good job today.
Jim, thanks for having
Jeff
me.
Jeff Zabar, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.